Another Obama advisor with decidedly anti-Israel views is General Merrill Tony McPeak, retired U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff under Clinton, who is currently a senior foreign policy advisor to Obama and the co-chairman of Obama's Presidential Campaign Committee. Since the 1970s, McPeak has repeatedly stated that Israel runs U.S. foreign policy. McPeak has implied U.S. politicians are afraid of Jewish voters in New York City and Miami, and that American Jews are the problem, impeding a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. McPeak has also compared the Hamas and Hezbollah terrorist organizations to what he has described as religious radicals in Oregon. McPeak claims born-again Christians supported the war in Iraq because they wanted Israel to win as part of a grand strategy to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Robert Goldberg, vice president of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, first exposed McPeak's anti-Israel views in an article Goldberg authored in the American Spectator in March 2008. For Goldberg, the conclusion was clear. Guys like McPeak are upset because they think Jews have too much influence. McPeak's comments are worse than McCarthyism. They reflect the views of Reverend Wright and other Obama advisors who believe that Israel is just a problem to be solved, not an ally to support. Obama has a Jewish problem, and McPeak's bigoted views are emblematic of what they are, Goldberg stressed. Obama can issue all the boilerplate statements supporting Israel's right to defend itself he wants, but until he accepts responsibility for allowing people like McPeak so close to his quest for the presidency, Obama's sincerity and judgment will remain open questions.